This is John Batchelor, a conversation with my longtime, very good colleague, Bob Zimmerman, about the sun, what we don't know about the sun, what we don't know about sunspots, what we don't know about the solar cycle, the highs and the lows, what we don't know about the Maunder minimum that was recorded in the 17th century. And record-keeping by Koreans give us information that we don't understand about a short solar cycle compared to what we experience today, a long solar cycle, 11 years. We don't know so much. It's exciting not to know about the most important element in the whole of the universe for what we don't know, which is our sun. Here's Bob to explain what we don't know. Thank you.
Maunder minimum was a period in the 1600s when there, for almost a century, there were almost no sunspots. It also corresponds to the Little Ice Age. There were very few sunspots. Research has suggested that the solar cycle with no sunspots might have been 9 years. Well, now using records from Korea in the 1600s, the amount of aurora activity, scientists think the solar cycle was only 8 years long. What this tells us is we know what happened, baby, but we don't know why. Because the solar cycle, when it's short like that, usually has been very active. But here we have a short cycle that was not very active. What is going on? We don't really know. It has to do with the climate, though, because, once again, inactive sun produces cold climate on Earth. Active sun produces a hot climate on Earth. And we don't know why the sun does what it does, John.
Thank you.